as we wrap up 2 Samuel, let's remember something. That at David's altar on Arnon's threshing floor, a sacrifice is made and the plague stops. But that just isn't a moment of relief in that point in time. It's also a pointer to something greater. That same plot of land would become the foundation for Solomon's temple. And long before that, Abraham nearly sacrificed Isaac there, only to have God provide a substitute. But in every case, Abraham, David, and Solomon, the message is the same. Judgment is real, but God provides a substitute. He stays the knife. He relents from the plague. He makes a way. But on that first Good Friday, God did not stay his hand. On a hill just outside that particular area there in 2 Samuel chapter 24, the Father unleashed his wrath on his own son. Jesus became the final sufficient sacrifice. No more temporary relief, but instead eternal redemption. Every time David looked back at Arnon's threshing floor, he could say, "That's where mercy met my misery." And every time we look back at the cross, we can say the same thing. Here are a couple of ways that you can pray today. Thank you, Father, that you provided a final, perfect substitute in Jesus. Help me to live in daily awe of the mercy that you have shown. And make me bold to tell the story of mercy to others who are still under the weight of judgment. Here are two different peoples to pray for. Pray for Angel de Jesus, our national changemaker in Puerto Rico. And also pray for the Ekinyombo LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania and Congo.